State of Origin Game 3 at a sold-out Suncorp Stadium tonight. Going to be an absolute beauty. 8 o'clock, juggling that with the cricket, Wimbledon, and, of course, the Tour de France. So what a night of sport, and it all comes down to a big Game 3. Wade Warren will be calling all the action. He is the voice of Rugby League on Channel 9. He's been good enough to take our call at 10 past 12. G'day, Ray. How are you doing? Oh, we had Ray, and we just lost Ray. So we'll get Ray back. It is a big weekend, isn't it? And fascinating article today regarding Cameron Smith, the Queensland captain, ready to confront the biggest challenge of his Origin career tonight. He's been a man under siege since the airing of that Alex McKinnon allegations on 60 Minutes over the weekend, and certainly not underestimating the task that his men face at Suncorp Stadium tonight. I think we've got Ray back on the line. Ray, we'll do a take two. Welcome. What a night it is. A big one coming up at Suncorp Stadium.
Yeah, Brett, absolutely. Sorry about that dropout. I was coming through a tunnel on the way to the airport, but actually listening to your lineup that you've got on today, I think you better extend your show by an hour or more.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, we are spoilt for choice when it comes to sport, and even us Melburnians, we got our own taste at live at the MCG a few weeks ago. It always amazes me living down here, Ray, and living and breathing AFL football as we do, but we all get immersed in State of Origin, particularly when it comes down to a massive Game 3 to decide it all.
Yeah, that's right, and I've seen it firsthand, the absolute passion that Melburnians have for their sport. I always tell the story about doing Commonwealth Games and World Championship swimming, and there'd nearly always be a full house at the heat. And they're not the most exciting thing to go and watch. But Melburnians, they do that. They just love their sport.
They certainly do. I was just mentioning while we were getting you back online, really, I suppose the news of the week here has been Cameron Smith, a man that all Melburnians have certainly come to admire, along with Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater and the whole Melbourne Storm organisation in general, who have given us outstanding value for a long time under Craig Bellamy. And, you know, I've never heard a bad word said about Cam Smith, and no doubt he will speak after Origin in relation to the 60 Minutes story that was run on Alex McKinnon on Sunday night. What's your own view on it and how that may impact the Queensland captain who has played so many great State of Origin matches?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Brett. I sent him a text message to say Wayne Bennett in that story on Sunday night got it right when he said, I've coached him at state level, I've coached him at Australian level, and he's a good fella. And I simply said, Wayne Bennett got it right. I endorse everything he said. And then I finished by saying, keep on being a good fella. But, you know, I can understand the other side of the story. There's a lot of angst there. Why is he questioning the referee and all the rest of it? And I think if Cameron had his time over and if he knew the gravity of what was going to unfold, then he probably wouldn't have gone there. But it's no good the way it is. We have to get them together. They're both very good people. That's the bottom line. And I think it'll do them both the world of good if they can get together and have a bit of dialogue and understanding of each other.
Yeah, plenty to play out in that regard. We'll hear from Cameron Smith, no doubt, post this State of Origin series. He plays, Billy Slater doesn't play, and it must be a gut-wrenching decision for any player to miss out on State of Origin. There's always that debate down here, State of Origin versus playing for your club, but Billy Slater, really, Ray, as it's stated today in all our media, that surgery was the only option. He just couldn't have somehow got himself up tonight, which, you know, many players have done in the past with niggles and you know, not being at 100%, but for Billy it was a little bit too much to ask.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but the funny part about it, you rattled off the Storm superstars and a former Storm superstar in Greg Inglis. He now goes back to fullback, which is where he plays for his club side, South Sydney. And I think it's going to make them more dangerous. Really, I do. And the return of Cooper Cronk is very, very central to the way I think the game will pan out. And I'm not decrying Billy Slater. I'm a great admirer of his. But just the way things have panned out with the shoulder, normally that would be a wrecking ball for any team. But with Greg Inglis there to go back, and you've got a very competent centre from the Storm in Chambers coming in to centre to replace Inglis at fullback, then I see Queensland just as strong, if not stronger, particularly with the return of Cooper Cronk.
Ray, how important is Robbie Farah to this New South Wales team, and does he play tonight? Because they're very tight-lipped, the New South Wales camp.
I'd love to answer the questions for you, whether he'll play or not, because I don't know, but they'll leave until probably an hour before the game to announce their team list. But I'm thinking he won't play, to be honest with you, Brett. Your first question was how important. He's most important because he's already had the feeling of a couple of games this year, several games leading up to that. He was a part of winning the Shield last year, and he's got a great understanding with his halves. But the fellow that will come in, Michael Ennis, has played Origin before, and it just so happens that the number seven, Trent Hodkinson, and Ennis played together for 4 years, and that came to an end just last year.
Yeah, it certainly did. We're catching up with Ray Warren. Of course, State of Origin 3 tonight, 8 o'clock, Suncorp Stadium, going to be on Channel 9. Sellout crowd. How do you compare the build-up? Ray, you've called so many of these, and I suppose some of them maybe get lost over the years, but the build-up to this deciding game compared to other series over the years?
I think the whole year has been the most dramatic and probably the biggest build-up of all Origins. This will be my 81st Origin tonight. And you're right, a lot of your memories get lost with time, but I can't remember the vitriol being exchanged off the field between newspapers. That's the first thing that comes to mind. And the second thing is the raging success in Melbourne really gave the game a wonderful injection.
It certainly did. The refs tonight, Tony Archer, the referee's boss, he's made a few comments, and certainly the overwhelming view is that they need to just let the game flow and play. And obviously any game of, whether it's football, rugby league, basketball, I suppose you always want the officials to have as limited impact as possible, and hopefully, heard but not seen too much.
Oh, that's a great recipe for any referee to observe, but I think the major thing is, and they did it in Melbourne, there was a lot of criticism after game one in Sydney, but in Melbourne, they got them apart. In other words, they made the defensive side get back the 10 metres, and they were very strong on that in Melbourne. So that's half the battle, keeping them apart so that the people that bring the crowds, in other words, the crowd pleasers, they've got a bit more space to work in. Now, when you see that sort of a game of rugby league, people go home entertained as they did in Melbourne.
Look forward to a big game three. Yeah, the remote control is going to be given a fair workout tonight, that is for sure. Look forward to your call. Who wins? Ray, last word.
I think Queensland. Yeah, I think Queensland.